Blog Talk Radio.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. This is Don't Give Up Radio Show. I'm your host, Jackie Wayans. And while it is my wonderful pleasure to be with you again here this week, I do have to let you know right up front that it is a change in programming. We had another scheduled show, but we have pushed it back 1 week in order to do a tribute show today, a tribute show that is based on the loss of loved ones, or the loss of friends. And I was notified this morning of a childhood friend that I love dearly and have loved dearly that passed away today from he resided in Tortola, British Virgin Islands, where my mom stems from and where I spent at least half of my childhood and summers and Christmases. And while I was there, with three very special people, three very special friends. And I may have shared with you in the past that my childhood was one of very few friends. And so they were very, very dear to me, and that is Donna Monsanto and Kelly Scatliff and our dear friend Billy, who some of you may know as AKA Jawa. However, you know, people evolve and change in life, and sometimes where we start is not where we end up. But I'm here tonight to remember my friend as from our childhood into our teen years. And also recently, just last month, my dear friends Pearl and Pearline lost their wonderful sister, Bernadette. And I just wanted to remember her as well. And the show is designed for any of you who have lost someone recently, who's lost a friend, and you just want to be encouraged. You just want to hear from God in terms of what His Word has to say about all of this. And you need a little hope. You need a little encouragement. Well, and that's what Don't Give Up Radio Show has always been about, and that's what it will continue to be about tonight. So we're going to get started with the very first song. It's called Committed to Live My Life. And it's by a wonderful singer here in New York called B. Renee. And I love this song. It's one that she wrote shortly after she lost her husband to cancer. And it's so self-explanatory that even when we lose someone who is dear to us, precious, that when we feel like giving up, when we feel like this life is too hard, when we feel like, you know, we should succumb to depression and suicide and all these horrible things that enter our minds, to understand that we are here for a reason and that we must be committed to live our lives.
Driving in my car, I was stopped at a red light. I was traveling not far when I pulled over to my right. I came to a place of the dead. I began to cry. I looked to my love, I said goodnight. Then I gathered myself. I thank God for His life. I'll go on to do the work of the Lord. I'm committed to live my life. I'll say no to depression. Tonight I'll say no to anger. up above. He'll give me peace in my mind. I refuse to be among the walking dead. I'm committed to live my life. So I'll say no to empty feelings, and it's no to idle time. I'll say no to resentment. I'm committed to live my life. It's gonna be no. I'm not gonna worry, no, to sleepless nights. Self-destruction, I'm committed to live my life. I will not die, but I will live to tell what the Lord has done. I'm not gonna die, I'm gonna live to tell what the Lord has done. I will not die, no.
What we have to do, we have to be committed to live our lives even in the face of loss and even in the face of tragedy. But I want to do more than just encourage you with my words, because my words will leave you after a few minutes after the show is over. But God's words will be with you forever if you allow them to penetrate and really get into your soul. You know, what are some of the feelings that one might feel when a friend passes away? Someone that's so special that you let your guard down and you open them up into your laughter and your heart and your secrets. And it can be extremely difficult. And the first thing anyone would say as we go through the mourning process is to allow it to happen. And know that God is with you and drawing nigh near to you as you allow yourself to be tender before him. Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And, you know, sometimes we hear those verses in funeral services or we read them in a book, and they may seem odd. They may seem a bit contrary, but they're not. Because what the heart of God is saying is that while you're here in this vulnerable place, this hurting place, that the lover of all loves is going to draw near to you when you're in this crushed place where you can't pick yourself up, you can't put the pieces together. You can't make sense of it. He's the one who's going to just come in, and he's going to comfort you, because let's remember that God himself understands what it is to mourn and what it is to hurt, because, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent, he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Because he wanted to give us the greatest gift ever, he had to sacrifice a whole lot in the process. And so God the Father is very much aware of what it is to feel that type of pain. And definitely our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ knows what it is to suffer. He suffered in every single way that we suffer. And, you know, we can harvest things to the point where we become fearful, and we let all kinds of concerns get into our hearts and our minds. You know, there are times when you can wonder, you know, I'm in my middle ages, and you hear stories and your friends start passing away, and you become very aware of time, very aware of how much time you've already spent on the planet, how much there is to spend left, and all the things you still desire to do, to accomplish. But then again, Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous hand. See, it's not about what we're going to be able to accomplish within ourselves, but it is exactly what God is able to accomplish through us by his power. That means that when we are hurting, when we're scared, when we're afraid, when we feel like we just can't go another step, that's exactly what we have to say to him. We have to be vulnerable enough with the one who holds our heart to say, Lord, I just can't do this. I can't go another minute, another second. I need you to come in with your grace and your power and your strength to help me get through this. And I'm telling you from personal experience, not just in terms of loss, although I can apply it there definitely, but in terms of just living our life and living this life that we're in. There are some days that it's just so difficult, and you don't feel like you are going to make it. You don't even see how it's going to happen. But that's when you just simply cry out to him. And he's there. He's ever, ever faithful. And there are scriptures, you know, I've said some, but there are definitely more. We live in a world where there are all kinds of things happening. There are moments of joy. There's moments of sorrow. There's moments of elation. And we all want to hold on to the best moments possible, and we never want to come down from that. But there are lessons to be learned in the valley, in the low places. And the reality is we don't really live our lives in the low places or the high places. We live our lives in the plains, in the common ground. And Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 22, you know it well. You may have heard it many times before. For everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. this is the life that we live. It is a life that's full of many riches. But we don't look at them all as riches. We don't look at losing a friend or a loved one as something that could be a rich experience. But there are things that draw us closer to God. And one of the things that I would say to encourage you tonight is to understand that even when you don't feel like it, even when you are at your lowest point, I want you to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord, even when you don't feel like it. Because when you start doing that, I'm telling you, you will feel life begin to flow through your body. And your ability to move past your current emotions will be able to surprise you abundantly. He's so faithful.
In the midst of my trial, I will bless the Lord. When the storms are raging, I will bless the Lord. When all around my soul seems dim, persecutions without and trials within, still I will bless. I will bless the Lord. Times in my life when there were trials on every hand, I felt so confused and I could not understand why the Lord had deserted me. So much darkness I could not see, so scared and alone, I had nowhere to go. I hit the lowest low. Lord, teach me. For the times when things did not always go my way. After all you said in this life, through my trials, suffering and strife, I must persevere, knowing that you're there. Lord, you're faithful and true, and you will bring me through.
Give Up Radio. And tonight we are taking the time to remember in our hearts and our minds those who we've lost in this recent year. I find that death becomes more of a reality as we get older, and more people we know that are same age or even older than us pass away. And tonight I'm particularly remembering my dear childhood friend from Tortola BVI, Billy, or Jawa, as you guys may have called him. But I knew him as Billy because I knew him from back before locks, before dreads, before anything. And, you know, a lot of times we see people and we just think that we know them. But unless you've known someone for that long, you really have no idea, you know, where they started and what were their motivations. And I don't know if any of you are listening from the island tonight, but, you know, as I was mentioning, Donna and myself and Billy, we would have a good old time. I'd come down there and, you know, we'd do things like, you know, go to the beach and we'd dance. I'd bring my 45s, mostly Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, because that was my thing. And I'd teach them the new dance moves, and we'd just spend hours dancing and having fun. But we also would create skits and plays, believe it or not. And, you know, I remember once Billy and Donna getting really upset with me because I always wanted to be the star. I always wanted to be the queen or the princess or something like that. And they're like, you know, why are we always your helpers? Like, why are we always the sub characters? You know, we can play the lead role. I want to be the lead sometimes. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know you felt that way. But those, you know, that was actually a life lesson for me, right? To understand that as you interact with friends and people, you can't always have the spotlight, and it can't always be about you. And that was a moment of honesty that they shared with me, especially since I didn't have a lot of friends and have a lot of interactions up here in the States. It was really important for me to get that type of honesty from people that I really valued. And, you know, mostly Billy ended up doing a lot of stuff for us around the house. My mom loves gardening and I do not. So he would, you know, do the hoeing and planting around the house and maybe laying cement and, you know, whatever kind of errands and stuff she wanted. And what was great about that, it just meant that he got to be around and we got to hang out and laugh. And, you know, when I mentioned the swimming, he's the one who taught me to deep sea dive in the currents, you know, in the waters, and how to be careful and how to float out deep and you know, go on the currents and everything like that. So we had a great time together. But more than that, as I started to grow older and into my preteens, and tensions became more stressed between me and my mom, he was just there as a really good friend to say, look, this is who you are. This is what I see in you. This is what you can bring to the table. And you just got to keep strong inside. You just, you know, you got to focus on what your dreams are and what you want, and you can go for it. And even something as simple as remembering a time when I was bit with by a mosquito bite, and I didn't tell my mom about it, got infected, and then I was, like, limping. And I didn't realize how serious it was, and they kind of quarantined me in the back room as they poured 150 proof on my leg. But, you know, Billy, he came by every single day to just hang out, play cards, made sure I had some sanity, somebody to talk to, you know, make me laugh. And that was my friend. He was my buddy. And, you know, I'm just so thankful that he was a part of my childhood, that Donna was a part of my life and is still a part of my life. And then Kelly, you know, came along a little later. I'm hoping that they can call in tonight, but I do know that it is long, long distance and it is a whole different time span. But I wanted to take the time to just do this show so that for those of you who need the healing, you can get the healing. And then for the family and friends of my dear friends that have been lost, to know that they are remembered. So, you know, in the fact that really helped me to understand who I was and to reveal to me that, you know, yeah, you have a purpose, you have dreams, go for it. It's important to know who we are. This song.
Listen up. Don't know what to do with your hair. You want to go natural, but fear being locked into the same old boring style. No more worries. Come to the House of Naturals Hair Show and Dinner Extravaganza. See the elegance and versatility of natural hair. From trendy looks to glamorous color to runway fabulous. Learn how to rock your natural hairstyle. That's the House of Natural Hair Show, April 5th, Macedonia Center, Mount Vernon, New York, 8 p.m. A hair show, dinner, and live entertainment by Mighty Mystics, all for just $50. Not to mention a chance to win full-service sister love, a flat-screen TV, and much more. Call for tickets today, 917-499-5689. 917-499-5689. Proceeds portions go to Goshen RA School in Jamaica.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Okay, glad to have you back with us. We are here, and I wanted to take some time to go back to something that I started earlier and really finish it because, you know, this show is for everyone. I try to target topics that I know every human being on the planet is facing or is going to face at some point in their life. However, this show is designed so that the Word of God and the music of God will penetrate the heart and the mind. And so as I'm saying that their death is something we all face in our life, it's something that each one of us personally will have to face. And we also face it around us as people we know are lost and they leave this earth. And so there's a certain type of comfort that I was talking about as I started the show, comfort that you can receive from God, comfort from His Word, comfort that comes from other friends and family that have been through it and who can help you through. But you know what? Unless you actually have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you really can't enter into all of the comfort that He is providing for you. Let me explain to what I mean. For instance, in John 11:25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Okay, so let's break that down. Jesus is basically saying, you know, when you're talking about death, after death, there's a judgment for everyone. Everyone has to stand before God for the life that they live, and all will die. But only those who believe on the name of Jesus Christ, only those who believe in Him shall live eternally, okay? His promise for us here is that we would have abundant life, live abundantly in Him, but we know that also our faith and our trust in Him also means living with Him eternally. And so when you have that type of comfort available to you from His Word, it gives you the power and the strength to withstand even the darkest and the saddest situations. Now, in terms of understanding death as a believer, I want to just take us to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 17. And it says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, we are left until the coming of the Lord." Now, I want to just stay with the first part of that there because, you need a lot of study for some of this. But some of it is very, very basic. So those of us who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, who I've said many times on the show, Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. And for those of us who have done that, when our body dies, right, our soul, our spirit, does not. And that is the thing that we need to understand, that because Jesus died and rose again, as the verse says, therefore we also who are in him will be alive again. There is that sweetness that we can understand that this won't be the end for us. It actually will be the beginning. And if you have a loved one that you know without a shadow of a doubt, you know, that they have loved God in their life, that they're actually in a place right there, right now, where there is no sorrow. They are not crying. They are not mourning. They are not in grief. They are at peace. And one of the joys for me in having these dear friends is that I was 19 when I gave my life to the Lord, and I remember going back down to the islands and sharing that with them. Because if you love people, you want to share the very best of everything with them. You know, if you have, you know, found a good deal, a good recipe, whatever it is, you want to share that. And I did. I was able to share that with all three of them. And what's great is, you know, Kelly, I remember the call. I remember the day he called me, like crystal clear, and he told me that he gave his life to Jesus Christ, and he's never looked back, and he's been living strong for the Lord ever since. And I remember standing face to face with Donna as she said that, you know, she's tired of the, you know, the running and everything, and she just wants to just give her life to the Lord and live for the Lord. And I'm just seeing her grow by leaps and bounds. I can just see from Facebook, you know, little posts, little things. I'm like, yeah, that's my girl. And, you know, I did share with Billy. Of course I did. And do I know what his immediate response was? Yes. Do I know what might have transpired at a midnight hour somewhere between him and God? No. That's something that I won't know until I get to glory myself. But that's our responsibility to our friends. To really love them, we need to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. We need to be able to worship God by sharing with those that we love. Mary Mary has a wonderful song called I Worship You. And it talks about how God takes all that we're not and yet somehow make something that is useful. And it's very easy for us as human beings to turn and look at someone else and say, oh, my gosh, you're a mess. Oh, my gosh, look what you've done with your life. Oh, my gosh, you're such a waste. And I know for a fact that there are people who said that about me. But, oh, my God, he is so awesome. Look what he can do with a life. You see, it's about his timetable. It's not about ours. And I'm so thankful for all those people who prayed for me and never gave up on me and never judged me or cast me off, because it's God's timetable. He's the one who takes the life and makes it and molds it. And so I want to encourage you to know that it doesn't matter where you are today. It really does feel horrible inside your heart. But it's the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, okay? Body that we live in is going to be destroyed. But if you have your faith and hope in God, there is a building that comes from him that is not made with hands and that is eternal in heaven. So let's enjoy worshiping him now while we can.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am. Alive,
feel that where you are, he is not gone. He is not silent. He's right there waiting for you. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. Don't put your trust in what you feel. That is nothing but a lie. You got to put your trust in the Lord. He is faithful, and he's not going to leave you. You know, I'm going to open up the phone lines just in case there's anyone out there who wants to call in and just give a tribute to someone that they've lost recently. 646-200-3794. 646-200-3794. One more time. 646-200-3794. Do call in the next few minutes, and I'll be sure to get you on the air so that we can remember your loved one. You know, John 14:27-29 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I, and now I have told you before it takes place, so that you will know when it does, and you may believe." And, you know, what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing there is comforting us. He's letting us know, listen, I'm giving you peace. Peace is a part of the spiritual package you receive when you say yes to him as being your Lord and the Savior of your life. He gives you peace. This peace is not something that is something you could have. It's something you do have. And the thing of it is we just don't access it. We don't wake up in the morning and say, Lord, give me your peace. I can't make it through today without your peace. I need you. And it's a simple prayer, but to do it, the helmet of salvation, you know, that's the protection of your mind against the onslaughts of all the negativity that is out there, you know, all the naysayers, all the feelings of guilt that even come intrinsically from your own voice. I didn't do enough for my friend. I didn't share enough while this person was alive. I didn't do enough for them. Those are just lies. You know, you have to fortify your mind with the truth of God's word. You know, he's given you the breastplate of righteousness to protect and cover your heart. Guard your heart at all costs. You know, that is the access point for everything. You know, loin yourself, gird yourself, tie up truth around your waist. What's truth? The word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God, but this time it's not, the belt is you retaining it in yourself. The sword is you using it as your defense and your offense as you go through this life. It can't be passive. We've got to live this life actively. That's how we're going to feel it. That's how we're going to make the difference. That's where it's going to come into play. Let me see. Did I do the full armor of God? The shield of faith. I can't forget that. What's so beautiful about the shield of faith is not only about our faith in God. Yes, we need to have that. But the reality is we waver from day to day. We have our doubts and our misgivings. But God is faithful. His faithfulness doesn't change. He never wavers. He never doubts. And so for those of you who are listening to me and you're still out there and you're saying, I'm just hurting, I'm just feeling this. Revelation 21:4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. The day will come when we don't feel this type of pain anymore. But how we get through this right now determines who we are and what kind of lives we're going to live and what kind of legacy will we leave on this planet and how will we help another soul, another life that is going through. Because if we don't go through our process the right way, we can't help somebody else through their process the right way. And you know, even though I have positive memories of my friend, not all of his choices were the best choices. But, you know, the bottom line is, what did I do, you know, to try to be the best friend that I could be? And I want to let his family know. Yeah, I remember Padgett, crazy dude. But I remember all those times. And I want to let you know that that life had value, and it had value to me. And at a time when I didn't have a shoulder to cry on, you know, in a family sense, God allowed this person to strategically be in my life to give me the words of encouragement that I needed to get through those dark places. And so every person on this planet has something to give. We need not look down on anybody, because we don't know what that little spark is there for. And so we have to, and the word says it, we need not esteem ourselves better than we, you know, ought to. Don't think of yourself as being better than anybody. It's only by God's grace that I can do anything that I'm doing today. It's not because I'm so wonderful. It's because he's so wonderful. So as we wrap up, and the time has gone so quickly, next week we will have my dear sister Carmen back, as she will read from her book, dealing very much with many types of abuse, very graphic, so I will probably have that show rated. However, for those of you who have been through any type of abuse or in abuse, this is a show to listen to. But I will end tonight by saying a little poem. It says, "My dear friend, your eyes are closed. You're in safe hands. Hear this whisper. For the time that I was lost, you were there to look for me. Will you believe me when I say I love you more?" And so I'm very thankful to the time I had with my friend. I, again, remember my sister Bernadine and her family, who misses her dearly. And I ask that you would understand, the greatest thing that you can do, is any of us can do in this situation, is to say, "In God, I trust. In God, I've moved and have my being. And his ways, I don't understand, because they're higher than my ways. I wouldn't do it this way if it was me. But I'm going to trust God." So until we meet again, I ask you to be your own best hero, and don't let yourself down, because the God of the universe sent his son for you. And so put your faith and your trust in him and see what he's capable of doing in you. Take it one day at a time. Until next week, don't give up.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 56, King David wrote, "In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid."
Sunrise over the mountain of freedom, as we are living and breathing, counting the blessings that fall on us all.
We go down into the valley before us, singing and shouting a chorus, donning the armor of
we